Welcome back. Crush a Lot Podcast presents 10-Minute Reviews. I'm your boy, Cheese. Coming back for the trifecta, Weekly Rap God, Insomnia Magazine, the hypnotic one herself, Angela Angela. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Staring into the red room that you're in.
Hey, tell everybody.
not the Christian Grey version. Saying that, we have been working on the Chong Wizard. I don't know what the overall name of the whole project is. Infinity Stone.
I think EPs. It's the Infinity Stone.
Yeah. Check out the reviews we have with the Power Stone and the Reality Stone. They're out right now. Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. It's kind of easy to find because these are being posted back to back, so don't look too far. We're going to save you the jargon of what these EPs are. Go back to the first episode, Power Stone. We'll give you the breakdown. I'm excited about this one. In all transparency, Chong Wizard did provide download codes for us, as he knows we were reviewing it, and he was very nice to give us that. So thank you very much for that. But we're going to have to we keep it 100% real. If we don't like something, Chong, we're going to say something.
So I'd rather be honest than...
We're not doing nobody no favors here, but we do appreciate the love. Also, be on the lookout on the link below as we are prepared to give away some free vinyls coming up soon. So keep an eye out for that. Someone told me that a pressure cooker test prepping might be given away. That's a real thing that's happening. So make sure you stay close by to see how you could qualify for that. And we're going to start giving those out and other trinkets as well. So keep an eye out for that. Subscribe and all that good stuff. Angela, Chong Wizard gave us the third EP, Space Stone. Beautiful cover. Let me just pause. The artwork and the cover and the love to the physicals is second to none. The visuals, the art, the presentation of those vinyls is second to none. Even if you don't like these EPs, you may want to still get these vinyls. I doubt it because they're also mostly all sold out. But is that good of the art? Like, this is why physical medium is awesome. This is why art is important. Chong Wizard did an excellent job, and his whole team did. Saying that, let's get right into this EP. Space Stone, your thoughts?
Okay. So we started off with the Space Stones. We start off with Secret Wars. Ooh. Which was like the Juice Crew versus Hyro. Now, that
the hieroglyphics.
I'm from Cali. So I was like, hey, Hyro on there. They're from Oakland. I'm from San Fran. So I was like, that's coolest. And Opio is like one of my favorites from the Hyro crew. So it was a great intro track, fast paced, energetic beat. Like that's one thing I noticed about all three EPs, that all of the beginning tracks were all like that energetic. And then the second one was Fly Lord with Fly Anakin and
Lord Juco.
Yes, Lord Juco, produced by Hobgoblin. That one was like a little more of a slower, haunting beat to me. It was a little more on the mellower side. That one I had to listen to a couple times, that one had to grow on me. And then there was Galactus with Heem Stogie, produced by Crab Skull.
Yeah, the Crab Skull.
I like the beat on that one. I think Heem kind of sounded like he was screaming in it a little bit, but it just could just be his delivery.
Like a different vocal performance than most MCs.
Just like, yeah, I was like really, really hyper on there, and I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, I like the beat on that for sure. And then there was Super Sons, which is Razzcast's Sons. The one that was produced by Vic Grimes. It was that was a really fast beat. It reminded me of cartoons and all that stuff when you listen to it. And then there was Lexicon Luther with Code 9. I like that one with Vic Grimes. Or he, Vic,
yeah, Vic, sorry, Vic Grimes. Rick Grimes on this one as well.
And that one, it wasn't as heavy on the drums. It was like a slightly lighter beat, but I like Code 9's delivery on there. I've always liked listening to his stuff. Whenever he comes on, he always comes with the bars. And then the last one was the Kryptonians with Killa Cali, Planet Asia, and Rosati. Those are all the winners on there. Another Hobgoblin beat. And, Planet Asia has always been one of my favorites. I've been listening to him since, I don't know, like 2002 or something, like a long time ago. So I've seen him grow. And when I seen his name on here, I was like, oh, cool. I like Rosati. And it was kind of a dark sound on this one, too, on that last track. So overall, I think out of the series, this one was... I wasn't as excited about this one as I was about the other two, but it's not bad. But I would say, okay, out of the six tracks, there was maybe two that I wasn't really that into, and then half of another one where I was like, okay. So, like I said, it wasn't bad, but it was my least favorite, or the least that stuck with me out of the three that I heard.
Got you. I think for the Space Stone one, obviously, if you just listen to Reality Stone, and I think that's the best one so far of the three, the expectations are very high going into the third one. So I knew from the first two that what was going to happen. We were going to get a variety of different beats, some of them being menacing, some of them being mid to low tempo, and one of them is usually a very different approach to production, and you're going to have a high level lyrical presentation, and one of them is going to be something that's outside of the norm. That seems like the pattern for the first three EPs. So I kind of went into it thinking that way. Then I started seeing the list of artists on this, and now I have Hobgoblin, who I was already excited for because of the Reality Stone EP when he had the first track with Husk and with Wavo and Smooth, and I'm like, oh, I love that beat. So I'm super excited to see more Hobgoblin beats. And then you put Vic Grimes from Crate Division in it, and they're doing four tracks. So I'm like, production wise, I was like, this is going to be amazing. But the first track, Secret Wars Juice Crew versus the Hieroglyphics, like, if people in the context of history, the history of hip hop, if you don't know who these people are, these are some of the most important pillars of hip-hop, period. These are like these are mid-80s MCs in late 2019, 20 year. Like, this is like almost pushing 25, 30 years after the fact. If you look at the first two EPs, I didn't see that first track coming. You have this homage... this homage to old school MCs. And Chung Wizard has a lot, like I said in the first episode of the series, it's a love letter to hip hop. And this is him adding them was like a tip to the hat. And it's a landmark song. It's Don't Throw Away That Song. It's a landmark song, not only in this EP, but in hip hop, period. So just to have that to kick off was like, woo, that is tough. And it pulled on my nostalgic strings. So I don't know if the song is actually any good because I was like, I'm excited. But it actually turned out to be excellent. Short point, everybody did a good job with their verses. A fun, high energy song, but still very cemented in what they were doing. Still seemed like there was like battles going on, right? I'm with you with the Fly Lord. It was a Fly Lord song. Slowed it down a little. We have you real high, bring it back down. I thought it was good production from Hobgoblin. I love Fly. I love Lord Juco. I think the issue with them and the beat is not them and the song, but when you look at all the other songs, that one gets lost in the shuffle a little bit. But I think if you're going to go high, then you go low, then it makes sense. I think this EP really kicks in with Super Sons, with the Rathcast Kids. I love that Vic Grime beats. Vic Grime has such an imaginative way of producing that it really captivated me, and I still want more, and I've been on a Vic Grimes kind of binge. And then the last two songs, nitpicky about it. The only thing I'm nitpicky about, those songs were great. I love Cone 9. I love him more and more. And I'm glad that, you know, he had a recent accident recently. I'm glad he's good because I want more from him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hope he's okay now. Yeah.
So Godspeed there.
He recovered for Cone 9.
Yeah. So having more Vic Grime, Hobgoblin beats at the end were great. But I thought the lyrical presentation there by Cone 9 was great. Planet Asia, Rossetti, all those guys did fantastic. I think definitely think it's a nice way to close the EP. The nitpicky part is that if you're presenting this as an Infinity Stone Marvel comic book world, then I don't see where there would be a place for Lexicon Luthor and the Kryptonians, which is a DC Comics property. It doesn't even fit in this universe. That's super nitpicky by me. That's super nerdy commentary. But I would have loved to see like a future series of not Marvel Infinite, but maybe a DC version of this, just for he could continue doing some work.
Nitpicky stuff.
Saying that, this for me is a 4. It's not better than Reality Stone. I think it's just as good as the Power Stone EP. I think there's a lot here to digest. It feels a little different than the other albums, the other EPs, but I still think this is worth keeping in heavy rotation. So check it out. Angela, what do you have?
I give it a 3.5.
3.5.
It was 3.5 because it was the one that I didn't like it as much as the other ones. I still think it's good. It's worth checking out. But yeah, all my ratings, I stick to that. You know, this 3.5. The one that I said was a 4, which was
Reality.
The Reality Stone. Yeah. And then the Power Stone was the 3.5 to 4. So
yeah, there you go. Crush a Lot Podcast presents 10-minute review. If you like what you're hearing, go subscribe and all that good stuff. Follow Angela over at Weekly Rap God and Exomniac Magazine. She's always doing reviews, always on the forefront of it. So check her out. And when the other two EPs come out, we're going to get you back on the show and we're going to finish it up. Until then,
all right.
Enjoy your comic book reading. Peace.